Alright guys, I'm going to show you how to do the candy stripe today. As you can see here, there's two different bracelets, but they're not really that different. Basically, the thicker one is just different order of your strings. So they're both the same pattern, it's just order of strings can really matter when you're doing these patterns. Color placement is pretty much everything. You can turn a normal candy stripe into a thicker candy stripe just by switching some strings around. So I'll show you how to do that. First one we're going to do is the thin one. So just set up your strings how you want them. And all you're going to do, you take the first string and you make a four over the second string and you pull through the loop. And this is a forward knot, and if you don't know how to do the forward knots or backward knots, just go to this video and learn, and then come back and see me on this video. So yeah, you just make forward knots all the way across, and once you get to the other side like that, you're gonna have a new first string. So you just take that first string and you do the same thing. You make the four over the second string and you just keep going across. So you just make fours over all the base strings. Base string meaning this is the knotting string. The first string that you pick up will be your knotting string. The base string is going to be the strings that you're knotting onto. So if this is the string that you need to be knotting with, this will be a base string. Then once you make a knot on this base string, you'll move to this one. And what you want to do with your base strings is really hold onto them firmly. I kind of press my finger into it while I'm holding down here. So it's nice and firm. And then I just, kind of hard to make a four while I'm holding the string. But yeah, you make your four. Four. I can't make the four. Oh God, why can't I make the four? But four. There. And then you hold the base string, pull through, and you'll have it. So you just do that twice on each string as you work your way across, and eventually you'll end up with a candy stripe. Like that. So, yeah, you just keep going, and soon enough you'll end up with that, and it'll just keep getting longer. So, for the thicker one, what you're going to want to do, this one, you just need to have two of each color. So, you're just going to want to pair them up. So it's two colors beside each other, so two blues. I omitted the green because it would be too many strings for a beginner to really focus on. So we're down to three. But all you gotta do, you just gotta pair them up like that. And same method, you pick up the first string, make your four over the second one, pull through, and up. And you do that twice on each string. So that one, then the next one in line is this red one, if I can make the knot, there we go. So yeah, you just do the same method. It's just the strings, like I said, they're placed differently, so it'll come out different on the pattern. So let me just get the first row down, because the first row is usually the hardest, because you're actually putting your strings in the order they need to be in, because now, as you can see, with that first row, it kind of settles your strings where they need to be, and it will tell you kind of what order it's in. So yeah, that was the first blue row. Now that would be a thin row if we started with another color, but since we have a second blue one here, it's gonna butt up against that one, and it's gonna give the illusion that it's a bigger pattern than it is, when essentially it's just the same pattern as the thin candy stripes. So like I said, string placement means everything. You'd be surprised. You can alter patterns just by changing up the colors a little bit. So experiment, guys. Don't be scared. So there you go. There's a thick candy stripe row. Two rows, actually, but it looks like one row. So you go with the second one now. And you just keep doing this, and you take the first string and just knot over the other strings until you get to the end of them. And then you pick up the next first string, knot until you get to the end. And you just keep going. And eventually you're going to end up with a pretty long bracelet. I'd say for candy stripes, you want to use at least 50 inches for the thinner candy stripes, maybe 60 if you're going a little bit thicker. Thicker meaning like more than 8 strings. So, yeah guys, that's all you do. Pick up the first string and just knot across. And if you want a thin candy stripe, then you only want 1 string of each color. Or, if you want a thicker thin candy stripe, if that makes sense, like a thicker band but thin stripes, all you're going to want to do is, let me just finish this row. Not that it matters, but just to show you how it looks. There's your thick ones, 2 of them together, like so. Okay, so if you wanted to do thin stripes, let me just make a knot and then move the strings up so I can show you. There's a knot. Let's move this up. Pretend it wasn't there. Okay, so thin stripes. What do we do for thin stripes? Well, instead of pairing them up, you just make it so they're separated by one another. So it's 1 single string. So blue, red, yellow. And you do that. And you'd have your string set up like this. And then it would be much thicker than this, but it would still have the appeal of thin stripes. So I guess I could show you since I set them up already. I'll just speed up the video because I think you understand that you pick up the first string, make a 4, pull through the loop, make another 4, pull through the loop, and move on to the next string. So let me just speed up the video so you can see what a thicker thin candy stripe looks like. Alright, so there you go guys. That's the thinner stripes of candy stripes, as opposed to the thick ones. You just order the strings differently. And I mean, the less strings you use, the thinner it'll be. The more strings you use, the thicker the band will be. But the striping will still be the same. So, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the tutorial and understood it. And next up will be the chevron, so I'll link you to that since these are very similar, and you'll understand why. So, yeah, bye guys.